This review is brought to you by Five Nights in Vegas, a new romance by Elizabeth Stokes. It's about meeting, getting married, and falling in love, in that order. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
I need to talk to you. I got something wrong with me.
What's going on?
Oh boy.
He's going to break up or...
No. I have Alzheimer's disease. Early onset.
Oh my God.
I can see the words hanging in front of me and I can't reach them and I don't know who I am and I don't know what I'm going to lose next.
Okay, here's the deal. As someone who has seen a loved one deteriorate due to Alzheimer's disease, I greatly appreciate the realistic and often heartbreaking approach to the story Still Alice. For far too many years, Alzheimer's and senility have been crassly played off as a joke, and it's good to see the popular culture starting to take this disease seriously. In Still Alice, Julianne Moore plays an esteemed lecturer who is stricken with early-onset Alzheimer's. As her mind begins to fail her, we watch her family cope with the condition and her own struggle to remain the woman she always was. There are no easy answers in Still Alice, and this is painfully accurate to the medical condition. The film manages to balance the story by not just showing how the disease affects people around her, but also it gets into Alice's head for the real heartache. Moore deserves the Oscar for her performance in this important yet difficult-to-watch film. Still Alice gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.